Oh, that meets everything, because I agree. I have a real tough time with zero. I don't think I can do zero.
And I think one thing from our president, Todd, is that this is an unusual lot and that it's adjacent to the water storage area and common area space versus being in between two residential lots. To me, it seems like it makes sense what they're attempting to do now if it was in between two of the other ones. But I have an issue with the zero lot.
There's something else that I could mention on this.
It's all right, I point something out here. Whenever we put in the second water tower and things, Mr. Grievers was concerned that, how it would look, where we were going to put it behind his property, and we wanted to be conscientious of that because we didn't want him to look out necessarily his back window. And originally we were going to put it over here or over here, but he asked us to see if there was something that we could do, to keep it as inconspicuous as possible. It actually cost us more money to re-engineer all of this to get it here, but that's what the Homeowners Association agreed to do. It would have been easier if we would have taken down these trees, but again, at the time, Mr. Grievers had requested that we not take down those trees because he said it provided a nice, block for his home and things. So it cost us more money to go around and do it the other way, but we went ahead and agreed to do that. In the process, he wanted us to be conscientious to make sure that we did not encroach on his property, which we had a surveyor come out and come to find out that his driveway, part of it, where there's a rock and things, is actually already on association property. Now, we've not asked him to move that or readjust that driveway or anything like that, even though we found out that that was the case in the interest of just trying to be good neighbors and things. But the reality is that part of his property is already actually encroached on the actual property of Country Farm Estates common areas. So we are trying to.
Okay.
We want to be good.
Can you guys meet again and see if you could find a compromise and bring that compromise back? And if the answer is no, then we will vote them wherever you end up. And that would be my recommendation.
Well, the question to us is actually only about the setback.
That's the only thing we can really do. But okay. If he had other issues, I would say get the Homeowners Association and the setback issue where you're all comfortable with it, and then we'll be able to vote. I would feel much better if the Homeowners Association approves of what they're doing in terms of a setback and every aspect of it, rather than just force something down your throat or their throat.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is that okay? Scott, when's the next meeting that would be available?
The next scheduled one is July 18th, but I'm going to request that you approve either 16th or 17th as a change date because I'm out of town the 18th, unless that's when you want
to
hold it.
I'm going to be around in July.
Well, those are our options. If we vote tonight, I don't think it'll turn out well for you.
I mean, you could move it to the August if it's more beneficial to the applicant. Just make a motion to move it to the August regular meeting.
Is that good with you?
So are you saying that if we can pretty much compromise on water?
Well, I would like to have the Homeowners Association, because he's not supporting it tonight, and I can't support it tonight. I have a feeling these guys can't support a zero setback. So, like I say, it won't turn out well, but if you can meet with him and find something that they are comfortable with and works for your project and bring it back to us and we have his nod of approval, then you have a pretty good chance of getting ours. So. Just get back with Scott and let him know which date works for you, July or August.
Well, I would ask that you make a motion to postpone it to.
Please, make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone it to the August meeting.
Yeah,
August
to a specific time.
Do we have a second?
Okay. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Susan and Karen, case number 18-03A.
The August meeting is, Mr. and Ms. Griever, your August meeting is the 15th, August 15th, okay?
Benita, do you have a list of, is it several pages long? This is Susan and Karen. Thank you. Good evening.
Hey.
I've got just
Hi, I'm Karen Murphy.
Brief staff report here.
Oh, sorry.
Case number 2018-003A. On March 21st, 2018, the Board of Adjustment made a motion to deny case 1803A appeal due to no evidence had been presented via the applicant that would in any way demonstrate that the Taney County Planning Commission had committed an error of law in the approval of Division 3 Special Use Permit 17037. And on May 16th, 2018, the Board of Adjustment passed a motion to rehear case 1803A appeal due to new evidence to be provided by Susan Smith and Karen Murphy. And no new evidence has been presented to the office at this time for the board's consideration. So.
Is that what this is?
Pardon me?
Is that what this is?
New evidence?
Yeah.
Our evidence is the June 11th PNC meeting and also your guidance code. That's part of it too, though.
Okay.
I'm Karen Murphy.
I'm Susan Smith.
And we requested a rehearing because the PNC did not follow their guidance code. And when we brought it up to you the last time, it was the approval was continued because it was noted that Mr. Keck didn't do anything wrong. As to your reason why he was denied last month, it was because he was misinformed. Well, the PNZ erred by approving the concept application as submitted. Decision of records must be issued to current owners at the concept application. Heritage should not be named on the decision of record issued and recorded. Just as a note, previous decisions of record, Sunset Rentals is on the decision 3 that is recorded. They are a management company. They're not the owner. They should not be on the decision of record. Plus, as you see, Sunset is promoting us as a Branson Creek resort. We are not a resort. We are a residential community. Owners and managers should not be able to advertise us as a resort, but that's what's happening in Branson Creek. Another problem. There was an approval for a four-bedroom villa. You see the complaint. Well, not really a four-bedroom. It's a study with a hide-a-bed and no closet. But they continued to have 10, 12, and 14 people in that villa. It's just a problem. How is Heritage advertising? Do they get documentation on all occupants and all cars? This is a problem on all the rentals. When talking with renters, they are not aware that they are renting in a residential community, such as Branson Creek is a residential community.
On January the 9th, 2017, PNC meeting, these minutes are recorded for all to read. There was discussion of nightly rentals, and I will not name names. One commissioner's comments, a platted subdivision that has private restrictions should not have nightly rentals unless they specifically say they can. Another commissioner feels a concept should not be approved for someone who does not own the property. Another commissioner feels we need to enforce the regulations and everyone should be on the same page. The covenants of Fieldstone, Branson Creek do not specifically address nightly rentals. 114 Fieldstone was approved to Heritage Properties USA, who at the time was not the owner of the property. Your guidance code under Special Use Permit Appendix E, number 2 procedure, proof of property ownership. The enforcement of these regulations have not been enforced at Branson Creek, but have been in other subdivisions.
We'll go to the guidance code 3.1. The permit is specific to an applicant who is the owner at the time of the concept application. Permit is issued to owner. The code does not say that it can be issued to a potential owner. 3.2. it does not transfer as part of a property sale or ownership change. Appendix E, again, shall, the word shall, submit proof of property ownership at the time of application. Permit is issued to a specific owner of the property. Transferring would be an existing development plan, as the code states, and an existing permit, not a transfer that is requested on a new application. A transfer can't happen if the permit doesn't already exist and they were doing a new application. If, as it was told, transfers had happened in the past, in 2007, I think that's what it was, that doesn't mean that transfers can happen now, which is what happened on this application. Required buffers, we all know, is not sufficient. It's been brought up in meetings since then. And we have a permanent long-term renter on the other side. We talked to him just 2 days ago. He's had 2 weekends of rentals. There have been 10 people in there, and they have a small child that was woken up by the sounds of them coming in late. It sounded like a herd of elephants is what they said. General conditions, at a minimum, this is in the code, application form properly complete and signed by the property owner, Mr. Aronical, that's how you pronounce it, I believe, that he did sign the permit, but proof of ownership was not submitted by Heritage, and he was on the permit, or the application. The original application was approved on November 20th, 2017. The decision of record was recorded on December 4th, 2017. They didn't buy the property, and the deed was not recorded until December the 18th, 2018.
The P&Z public hearing and final vote on June 11th, 2018. Case number 18-18, Knightley Rentals. Opposition. We do not want to be like Branson Creek. This is a residential community, and we don't want the additional traffic in and out of our neighborhood, noise and transients. The commissioner denied the Knightley rental. Reason, compatibility. Case number 18-24, Knightley Rentals. Opposition. Parking, nuisance, late night parties, and residents mainly retired. Widows do not feel safe with all the transients in and out of the neighborhood. Commissioners, denied. Reason, no buffer plan and not compatible. Application is incomplete. Case number 18-25, Knightley Rental. Opposition, noise, loud parties, buffer. The effect of Knightley Rentals have on a residential community. Vested in my home and plan on living here a long time. Commissioners, denied. Compatibility. These three Knightley permits were unanimously denied, 6-0. This is what should happen to protect a residential community. I have lived with 22 Knightley rentals for almost a year now, and I can say with 100% certainty they have ruined our neighborhood.
Previous Branson Creek applications compatibility was not taken into consideration, and we are definitely asking for compatibility to be considered in this rehearing. We have 6 homes without buffers. 1 home where you said they had to have a buffer are very small bushes and do not protect the neighbor. Buffer walls on all villas do not protect the common wall neighbor. Ask any one of the permanent residents that live on the other side of the common wall. Point of interest, State of Missouri Landlord Tenant Statute, Chapter 441. Allow